This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, May 3, written by Rob Jansons, The Perfect Father. From Matthew 7, If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? When one of our daughters was a toddler, she fell off a picnic table onto a cement floor. I saw her lose her balance. I lunged for her, but I was too slow. Though she wasn't hurt, I learned that I can't always protect my kids. I'm not with them all the time. Even when I am present, I might not be fast enough, strong enough, or smart enough to help them. I am not the superhero father I wish I could be. By revealing himself as our father, God compares himself to something we experience as fallible. Jesus even refers to the flawed goodness of earthly fathers to highlight the perfection of our heavenly Father. As much as we earthly fathers want to provide for and protect our children, our Father God does all the more. And he is able. As the perfect Father, he is never too slow or caught off guard, never a helpless bystander. He is never too busy. Unlike even the best earthly father, God's motives are always perfectly good, even when we don't understand his actions or lack of intervention. Jesus relied on the Father throughout his ministry. The strength and intimacy of that relationship is offered to all who believe in Jesus. In a world of uncertainty and danger, we need a perfect Father. Will you pray with me? Father, we often find ourselves in need of your strength, wisdom, and protection. Thank you for always being there, always doing what is best for our well-being. In your Son's name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.